morning and welcome to a day which in Cork, Ireland, keep going, Paul. The sun has split the dawn this morning, and when I got up this morning, I got the idea of making this audioboo, and I got really, really frustrated, and that's why I'm sounding a bit frustrated, I think, because I wanted to send it privately to a couple of people, and I, as you know, can only send an audioboo to one person as a private message, and of course I went on this thought, which was, you know, I wish I could ring up audioboo and say, look guys, can you please do it, little special messaging platform, so that I can talk to the people I'm going to talk to on this. At the time, I only wanted to speak to two people. I wanted to speak to Bernard Goldbach, otherwise known as Bernie Goldbach, and Top Gold on all good social networks. And more importantly, in a way, the thread began in my mind with speaking to James Corbett in Newcastle West in County Limerick in Ireland, who's Aerapreneur on Twitter. So we got Cashel in County Tipperary, but to a huge extent, he's invested a whole lot of his, you know, let's use jargon, social capital in Limerick. In other words, Bernie Goldbach is very keen on Limerick. And the third person who I subsequently very quickly came to wanting to include in this audioboo is David Quaid from South Africa. And David Quaid from South Africa runs a business called Primary Position in Limerick. And I wanted everything I would say on this audioboo to be private, right? And then, in the absence of being able to do it privately, I've decided that I'm going to share it with everybody. But in terms of going forward now, it's going to be, you know, James, Bernie and David. Guys, look, the idea behind this in my head is that Bernie Goldbach might at some stage stitch a series of audioboos together so that we could kind of keep a thread in one place of what I'm going to talk, what I'm going to bounce off you. And this is it. We'll start the story at the beginning. Yesterday, when I had a Twitter exchange with James, Aerapreneur, about lists on Listly. I had been looking at Cork, Ireland, and found that there were 38 or so lists on Listly about Cork. Things like, you know, who are the best people to talk to in Cork? Where are the best places to go in Cork? How are people in Cork doing this or that? And to be honest, I can't remember. And what they were, but Cork has a presence on the internet on Listly. Now, I then looked up Limerick and found that Limerick has three or four lists, right? Now, okay, Cork is a much bigger place than Limerick, so you'd expect there to be more lists. Limerick, by the way, Ireland has got, crudely, I grew up thinking that it had almost 60,000 people. Their boundary is stuff around Limerick, so I don't know what is the definition of Limerick. But if I tell you that, like, Cork is 120 and Limerick is 60, that'll give you the relativities of it, and they're 60 miles apart, and Limerick is the third urban area in the Republic of Ireland. Listly, back to Listly. You three guys know what Listly is, and nearly all the people listening to this don't. Listly is clearly unpopular or not yet popular in Limerick, and to be truthful, it's not all that popular in Cork either. In other words, not that many people are using it, but it's growing and growing in North America, and as you know, or as I think some of you at least know, it was co-founded by Nick Kellett, who's in the west of Canada, and it is a way in which anybody can think of a list, including their shopping list, or including, you know, the five best companies that they most admire, make a list, and not just have the list written down, but share it and do all sorts of things, which David Quaid would be able to tell us if he bothered to have the time to look into Listly, would have a dramatic, or I believe a significant, effect on your search engine optimization. So Listly is actually useful as a way of getting search engines to believe, if they can actually believe, that there's activity going on your website, and therefore it should bring it to people's attention more so than if your website was static, and there's all sorts of things like that. okay, that's kind of first paragraph, if you like, but I don't want to get bogged down in the direction that was really going in, because what I'm really interested in it is whether, guys, we could consider using Listly as a way of building the profile and reputation and, in a nutshell, the brand of Limerick City or county or both, but Limerick as a place in people's imagination and in all sorts of other ways. In other words, could we use Listly for brand building for Limerick, right? So I'm talking about something which other people in another place might call hyper-local branding, really where it's all about a single place. Now, you may or may not know this, guys, but Becky McRae has written a book called Small Town Wins, I think it's called, but Becky, forgive me if you listen to this and I've got the last word wrong, but she's the person who's, with another person, has put a book out there, and it's about the marketing of a small town, and Limerick people might forgive me if I call Limerick a small town, but it doesn't matter what I call it. The main thing is, could Listly be used to profitably, and that I use in a commercial and non-commercial sense, build the reputation of Limerick? Could we experiment with brand development, even brand transformation, using Listly together? Could we collaborate in a little project? Now, I, as I think you know, have recently recovered from a bout of severe depression, and I'm in the mindset of saying to myself every time I think of a project, Paul, give it away, don't take it up, don't pour yourself into it, don't get enthusiastic about it, just move on, stay focused, keep getting your, you know, don't think about anything until you have your website. Thanks very much, you guys just let me in, out. Don't focus on anything else till I get my website in, and I'm sure, James, I'm absolutely sure you have a monstrous amount of things, even if it is, you know, and that probably includes, you know, milking cows. Bernie, you know, I get indigestion if I thought of all the things you're involved in and the young people that you're helping. And I know you're already using Listly with students in the Tipperary Institute, which is, as I might as well help build its reputation, is part of the Limerick Institute of Technology. So there's a real connection between Tipperary, County Tipperary, a long way to Tipperary, you've heard of it, and Limerick, which, in case any of you are listening to this, is not the place where the poetic form, the Limerick, was invented. Okay, guys, the idea is gestating or ruminating or could we use Listly? Now, you know, what on earth would we want to use Listly for? Well, it would be, we forget about Listly altogether and we simply map out, imagine us mapping out, you know, the number of themes that you would be useful to address, almost like attract people around in relation to Limerick. Now, I'm quite sure that those of you listening to this who have nothing to do with Limerick can actually say to yourselves, you know, look, everything he's saying in relation to Limerick applies to my place, you know, my small town in Scotland, which no one's ever heard of, let's say, except for the people who live there, but whose reputation I would like to build up and to which I would like to attract other people, even in their imagination. And in fact, this is about community building and brand building. It's actually all about building community around the place, your locality where you live, and to use the words of Fireman Rich in New York, where you live and reside. This is very much about community, how to get people to share their views on a place, and the simple thing is to do it via lists. We all human beings like making lists. So, for example, wouldn't it be interesting, you know, to have a list of the best eating places in your small town, the best drinking places, the best place to meet people, the best or the biggest or the worst or the best or whatever, local industries, the best schools in our town, the best this or that. And I'm only using the word best. I mean, it could be the most inspiring, it could be the, you know, the cheapest food available in your supermarket this week. think that actually all the supermarket offers could be put on a list, or even forget supermarkets. Let's talk about, you know, small businesses. Look, James, with your, you know, being steeped in business and being, you know, fully immersed in virtual realities, I'm sure you can see Listly as a virtual tool. Bernie, you're already there, I know that, because you've even put up lists on Listly. David Quaid, you wonderful skeptic and, you know, who would shoot things down in flames, you know, before breakfast, for not only your own amusement, but, you know, for the challenge that you would give the rest of us in order to justify our ideas. You know, you probably have never put up a list on Listly, but you've heard it, you know, the name flogged around the place. But the interesting thing is that, you know, Listly, Nick Kellett's over there in Canada, we could, you know, how about this? You could, in your small town, but come back to, you know, the place in Limerick. And by the way, I was born in Limerick. My family have a business in Limerick. I was educated in Limerick. You know, I went out on my first date in Limerick. I did my, you know, anyway, never mind. We won't go down that road. But Limerick matters to me, even though I ran out of it a very long time ago. And vowed never to go back, but I've completely, you know, I've changed my my view on Limerick. Why? Because the River Shannon flows through it, and it's magnificent. Because I am who I am, because I come from Limerick, rather than despite it, and so on. But my view is kind of irrelevant. What is of, in my humble opinion, of interest is the view of four people, the collective views of four people, and I don't mean that we agree with each other. In fact, in the style of the Cloutrain Manifesto, written by four people, there is absolutely no pressure on ourselves to agree with each other. What we were doing is kind of setting up a conversation about an idea which might be so relevant to other people that they might want to listen in on it and contribute to it even, and collectively we might be able to experiment with the social effect of using Listly. I mean, the one thing about using Listly would certainly not about compiling a list. Just compiling a list is dead in the water. But compiling a list in a social way, so that the list is owned by all the people who contribute to it, and then that list, through attraction marketing, content marketing, if you like, inward bound marketing, and that would be relevant to anybody teaching marketing or trying to get people tuned into marketing. Ways in which Listly can attract people to a place. And if the place is actually small enough, I could imagine a place like Newcastle West having huge numbers of people eventually using Listly. Certainly everybody who's using the internet in any kind of a proactive way, I could imagine them using Listly. Okay, let's just take stock in a sense, because we come to the conclusion of this audiobook. It's a private message made public to James Corbett, Bernie Goldbach, and David Quaid. One of them lives, you know, each of them live in a different place. Each of them, well, James Corbett and I were born in the same country. David Quaid actually may have been born in Ireland and gone to South Africa and come back to Ireland, for all I know. But these are the people with whom I'm talking about this. Nick Kellett is the co-inventor of Listly. He's very interested in the way in which Listly is being used around the world. So what about it then, guys? Limerick, a case study in you know, from a very low, you know, crouching tiger start, a leap into a project, if you like, a journey. And you know, if I could have as little to do with it as possible, I'd be very grateful. But as a catalyst, as a natural catalyst, and I'm going to give a little plug for some language I'm experimenting with, and as a brand sociologist, keen to look at the sociology of branding for a place, I'm very keen to help get this thing off the ground. I really believe that somebody like Leslie McClellan, who I met recently in Cork, but who lives in Southern California, in a community called Lake Arrowhead, or close to a community called Lake Arrowhead, and who has the extensive experience of small town reputation building and small town attraction building on the internet. Leslie would certainly have plenty of stuff and expertise, together with Becky McRae, to contribute on this. So we would be doing something that is big and small. What do you think? To all those who are listening in on this, open invitation to chip in, come back with an audio boo. Look up these guys and see who they are. I cannot remember if James Corbett has actually got an audio boo account. I suspect he has, but I haven't had time to check it out. But there we are, there we go. Look, I wish you all a very good morning. Just having come to the Dunkettle roundabout in Cork on my way to Cafe Beva, where I'll meet an inward marketing specialist, Roger Overall. Bye.